Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come down upon us. Lift us up in your eternal fire to Christ and through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A few years ago, when we still lived in Iowa, there was a park right down the street from our house, and I took our two little girls down to the park. They ran through the grass, they kicked up the sand, and they giggled on the swings, and then they began to go down the slide. Well, at least Alethea began to go down the slide. She would run up the steps and then slide down with a little yelp of delight. But Evangeline, at the age of 3, was not so sure about this slide. She stood at the top of it, gauging the angles. No, not going down the slide. Come on, Evangeline, you can do it. Go down the slide. Nope. No. Point to the bottom of the slide. You can do it. Come on. No. Points to the bottom of the slide. And then I got it. So I moved to the bottom of the slide, and I extended my hands. Do you want Daddy to catch you? Yep. She plopped down and slid down the slide and into my arms with a good static pop. Down the slide, waiting for someone to catch her. We've all wondered what happens after we die. We've all puzzled over it. The blessing and curse of our humanity is knowing that we will pass away. Knowing that we will be here one moment, and then we will be gone the next. And we wonder. We wonder what will happen when we plop down on that slide and slide down into eternity. Into the unknown. Our heart flutters a bit. Will I slide down into nothingness? Into the whirl of the void? We look at the loved one in the casket. We can still see the oxygen tube marks underneath their nose. Where have they slid off to? The priest reads from the book beside the grave. We hear snatches of it. Eternal life, resurrection. And we know and we confess that at the end of all things, the dead will be raised. But what about right now? What about that moment beforehand, before the resurrection? The fear is not new. The anxiety over death is as old as time itself. The psalmists weep aloud. What gain is there in my blood? What gain is there in my going down into the pit? Will dust praise you? The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do those going down to silence. Lord, there is no memory of you in death. In Sheol, who will praise you? Sliding down into Sheol, into that shadowy realm of death was scary, tremulous, a great unknown. Some people in the time past speculated on consciousness beyond the grave, but others, like the author of Ecclesiastes, had their doubts, maybe less than hopeful. The living know they will die, he says, but the dead know nothing at all. And nor is the fear of slipping into nothingness unique to Old Testament times. For in the New Testament as well, we know of early Christians like the Thessalonians, who, as they listened to the death rattle in their loved ones' throats, wept openly. Jesus hasn't come back yet. and they're dying. They're dead. He hasn't come back. They've missed him. They've slid down the slide into nothingness. They miss the coming of the kingdom. But the King of all creation will not let our fear have the last word. This evening, the King of life and of death offers a promise. In our gospel reading, Luke recounts a story that is unique to him. No other gospel writer offers the tale of the thief on the cross. It's a story that speaks to our anxiety about death, about what happens right after. It speaks to us because it's about kings. It's about kingdoms. It's about power. The scrawled epigraph above Jesus' head tells the story. It makes the point. This one is the King of the Jews. And the Roman soldiers have stretched, pounded, and roped two evildoers on either side of Jesus to make his kingly court. Here's your advisor on your left, and your right-hand man on your right, and a little wine to boot. The crowd and one of the crucified malefactors begin the devilish taunt to Jesus about his kingdom, about his power. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. But the other crucified evildoer gasps at his fellow mocker. What are you doing? Don't you fear God? You're hanging on the cross just like him. We have it coming. We are evil men. But this one. And the malefactor gestures his head towards Jesus. This one has done nothing out of place. Jesus, and the King James obscures it, but he's directly speaking to Jesus. Jesus, the only person in the Gospels who speaks to Jesus by his name. Jesus. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus. He doesn't know much, but he knows who Jesus is. He knows a king when he sees one. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the King of all creation, the King of life and of death, turns his bleeding face towards the great sinner. He fixes him with a steely, regal gaze, and he offers him a promise. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. I will catch you at the bottom of the slide. As we feel our hearts flutter, as we stand above the slide of our own mortality and the mortality of our loved ones, King Jesus speaks to us. He turns his bleeding face towards us and fixes us with his regal, steely gaze. I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. I will catch you at the bottom of the slide. You will not slip off into nothingness. Today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise. For hundreds of years, the Jewish people had pondered life after death. And by Jesus' time, they had come to the conclusion from reading and poring over the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms, that there must be some holding place. There must be some place between the moment someone's life dies and the resurrection where the righteous dead will be kept in God's hand. There must be some place, they reasoned. And they borrowed a word from the ancient Persians, paradise, the king's garden. Some called it Abraham's bosom. And they hoped beyond hope that in this new Eden-like place, in God's presence, those who died might draw near to the family and friends who had gone on before them. And now, the King of the universe, the King of life and of death, endorses this belief, this hope. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. But it's not just the promise of a paradise. King Jesus promises that he will be with this dying sinner. You will be with me. King Jesus promises that he will be with you and with me. We also, dying sinners, today you will be with me in paradise. With me. Two words of hope and power. Not only is there green grass and dirt at the bottom of the slide, at the end of our mortality, but Jesus waits there to catch us, his arms outstretched. You and I do not have to be afraid. We do not have to tremble. Jesus waits at the bottom of the slide. We can point, and yes, he's there. And so when the time comes, we plop down, and we slide down into his arms, into his love and hope. Because Jesus is the good news. Jesus is the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.